All right. Good evening, everyone. And it's good to be here tonight. And what a roller coaster of an afternoon. We're going to be in Proverbs 1, by the way. Proverbs 1, if you'd like to turn there with me. You know how hard it is to change shirts in a manual ute while you're watching the game as it finishes? It's tough. But nothing is impossible with God. Some of you don't care. Raise your hand if you don't care. I see that hand, Andrew. All right, good, good. Those of you who do care. All right. Three of you, I see that hand. All right, good. All right, we'll have an altar call somehow. And praise the Lord for that. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 1. And we're going to read a few verses. I'll endeavor, no promises, but I will endeavor to be quick. And hopefully we can get some takeaway tonight and something that will help us in our lives. We'll be in Proverbs 1. You know what? I went to Bible college. You all probably heard my testimony. I went to Bible college in America and had the privilege to be a part of this ministry called the Bus Ministry. And it was a ministry. We call it a bus ministry because it was a free service. Where buses went to a certain area. In our case, it was to Chicago, which was about 1 hour drive from the church. And we would pick up kids from there in Chicago and those areas and other areas all over the place. And we would bring them back to church. And I remember just all the fun times being able to deal with all the young people. We had a lot of teenagers too. And they were a whole lot of fun. And I enjoyed ministering to the young people there, and I love young people. They are the next generation. They are our future. And but I remember also coming back to Australia. I couldn't work in America. I was only on a foreign student visa. And so I would come back. I was living in Sydney at the time, and I'd come back. And the pastor made me one of the youth leaders at the church, and it was a great honor. It was like kids leading kids, and I was just, 19 years old, 20 years old, and you're thinking I'm still that age, but I remember being a youth leader, and being able to minister to them, and to be able to teach and to preach to them, and what a joy it was. But as I continued ministering to the young people, the teenagers, I just realized how complicated some of their lives were, and but you know what? The lives of the teenage here in Australia, I would say, kind of pales in comparison to some of the things that I've seen the teenagers having to go through in America. I remember on the bus ministry, even after college, we had a bus ministry in the church that I worked at straight after Bible college. And I remember meeting teenagers that were at an early teen age, young ladies that were already pregnant and already going through some complications of now having to raise a child. I remember learning of teenagers that had to watch their younger siblings because their mom and their dad were off somewhere. They didn't know where. And they would be primary age sometimes, and they would be stuck at home. And my heart sinks. It just really hurts to see the many young people that have to go through some of the things that they went through. And last message that I preached here at church was about the generation gap in our time. I think, and it's not true with all churches, but I think sometimes we do miss the opportunity to be able to teach the next generation. I think of King David. What a great man of God. God calls him an apple of his eye. He was a great man, and truly the early stages of his ministry, of his being called by God, were great. And we all know the story, David. We think of David and Goliath, right? That's just... It's just a huge story, and we all know that. But yet David made one tragic mistake. He served only his generation. And in Acts chapter 13, verse 36, it says, For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. While he built a great generation, and he truly did, he failed to prepare the next one. And the next generation ultimately was abandoned by God. And this is a huge failure on David's part. You know, it's very vital that our generation does not repeat this failure that David had committed. And we must remember, the Lord has entrusted us with the young people that we have today. And I love seeing the teen boys here out in the front and just seeing a sea of young people. That's not in every church. I love seeing all the young adults, and it's great. I love that. But God has entrusted them to us. In Psalms 127:3, it says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Raising the next generation is not entirely, and I know it's mostly upon the parents to raise our children, but you know, you've heard that proverb before, it takes a village to raise a child. All of us, who, if you're a teacher, if you're a preacher, if you're a leader, if it doesn't matter what it is, if you're influencing the young people of our church, then you have a responsibility to help teach and train the next generation. So I want to begin a series, and I know I've got a few dates that I'll be preaching for sure, but I want to begin a series of messages, as the Lord allows, on lessons from Proverbs that will be able to help us to teach and guide the next generation, okay? These lessons aren't just for the youth, okay? These are for those that are of older age, like myself, okay? I've got a couple of white hairs on my chin, and some wisdom there, amen? Some, just a couple. And so this is for everyone, and I hope this helps. And we're going to talk about some of these. We're going to talk about five different groups of people that are mentioned here in the book of Proverbs. And tonight we'll begin with the first group, the simple. But before we'll begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege and honor to share your word. Lord, I don't count it lightly. Lord, it is an honor. And I pray, Lord, that you'd use me just as a mouthpiece. I'm nobody. I'm just dust held by your grace. You know my life. But Lord, you've used the foolishness of preaching. And I pray that you'd use me, Lord, tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd hide me behind the cross. Lord, I pray that you'd help us just to see the message, not the messenger tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help us tonight, Lord. We have a great task ahead of us as we have many young people in our church. And I pray, Lord, that this would be a help. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd be in our midst. Lord, help me to speak your word and cause us to understand tonight, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to go ahead and introduce some of the title of the message, you probably know, is The Wise and the Otherwise. The Otherwise are the rest of the crew, okay? So it's an introduction of the cast of the people here in the book of Proverbs. Now, if we look at Proverbs chapter 1 and in verse 4, it says here to give subtlety to the simple. Subtlety is just wisdom, cunningness, or wisdom, okay? To the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Okay, the simple one has defined it as the unpleaded one, the uncomplicated one. A preacher once said that a simple one is someone whose life has not yet entered into the folds and complexities of adulthood, okay, such as marriage, such as paying bills, such as having children or having these responsibilities. And that's a good definition. And the simple are like a twig, okay? It's like who's ever planted a planter or something? I used to have a mango tree, okay, believe it or not, in the last place that we had. And I remember I didn't take care of it. I bought it from Bunnings, okay? It's the best place to buy like a mango tree, right? No, Brother Dave says no, okay? He's my my green thumb authority, okay? But I remember bringing it back home and I had it in the back of my ute, okay? And while it's in the back of the ute, it's blowing over and everything. By the time I got home, I had some missing leaves on that mango tree, okay? I had some missing leaves. And so I had to care for it a little bit. But the main branch that it was supposed to grow out of, which would have been the trunk of the tree, was not doing very well. But there was this little offshoot that was coming out from the side. Now, as time went on, and I had this tree for at least a year, but that little offshoot, and the main branch or the main trunk of that tree kind of just withered away, but that little twig that was on the side kind of grew, and it was great. It had great leaves, and it grew. And the simple one is like a twig, sort of like that, and if you bend it a certain way, guess what? That tree is going to grow that way. And if we guide them, if we guide the simple one toward wisdom, then they will lean toward wisdom, okay? So it's a very, very important stage in life, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. But I want you to get this. Naturally, the simple one does not like wisdom. They don't care what it is, okay? They don't see the value in it yet, okay? And so it's very, it's our responsibility to be able to help them. I won't get ahead of myself, but this is very, very important. I remember mentioning earlier about some of the teenagers that I was able to minister to and have met, and man, the complexities of their lives and having to face these things such at an early age. And it reminds us that the simple must be guided early, before wrong choices complicate their lives. Somebody dropped the ball with these young people somewhere. Somewhere in their early stage of life, somebody dropped the ball. And as whatever atmosphere or whatever they were taught as a young person, they leaned that way and they continued that way. We've had countless bus kids who've grown up in homes where they've seen drugs and swearing and things on TV they ought not to see at an early age, and so they start going that way. And it's very, very important that we catch them before that happens. We've got to be able to help them and guide them, okay? I want to talk a little bit more about here the simple person, okay? I want to use someone, and I thought, who is the most simple person in our church? And I've asked them early to come up and to be my illustration. Danny, why don't you come up here? No, kidding. Danny, come on up here. You to hold this up. Just stand there so you're not taller than me. But he's going to represent our simple one. And I want you to look simple. Won't be hard, but I just want you to hold that up. The simple person, okay? Now, the simple person is in a transitional stage. The idea in the Hebrew is that he's a young man. The body of a man. Oh, it's a terrible example, eh? A body of a man, but a mind of a child. Body of a man and a mind of a child. I see Sam, I should have used him. No, I'm kidding. But that's the idea behind the Hebrew. Now, the modern term since 1951 has been used is the term teenager, okay? A person moving from childhood to adulthood. I'm going to go through some of the characteristics of the simple. How can we tell who is the simple? Because sometimes it actually does go beyond the teenage age. We've got simple people that are in their 20s, in their 30s, yeah, even in their 40s, okay? Don't look at me that way. But there are some. But I want to go through some characteristics. First of all, the simple person lacks discretion, okay? They've got poor judgment. They're careless. They're tactless, okay? They say things out of turn, and they don't know what they're saying. They just say it. Like, they use words like riz and aura farming, and I don't know. We used to farm for fruit back in the day, and now they're farming for aura. I don't know what that is, okay? I don't know what that is. But they use terms. They don't know what it is. And anyway, tactless. Another thing that characterizes the simple is they're gullible or they're naive. Now, these aren't all bad things. These are just in the stage that they're in, okay? They believe every word, okay? They're overly trusting, okay? If they had an email, they would be wiring $4,000 to a Nigerian prince somewhere, okay? That's That's a simple person, okay? And I have a brother who did that. Anyway, I love you, bro. But gullible, naive. Someone, if they were to hear something, they would believe it straight away. Does that sound kind of familiar of young kids? And I'm not bashing you, young kids. Okay, there's adults that do this. They scroll. Oh, what? The earth is a triangle now? What in the world? and whatever they see, man, that's it. That's my belief right there. Because it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right? That's a simple one. Somebody who's gullible, somebody who's quick to believe every word. Another characteristic of a simple person, someone who's silly, someone who's open-minded, someone who's vulnerable to bad influences, okay? The ones that they see a blacked out van, right? Which says free candy, free lollies on the side of the van. And they go and try to get those free lollies, okay? Someone who, that is a simple one. Someone who is vulnerable to those things. They don't know. They don't know who the bad crowd is, okay? It's not a bad thing. I'm not bashing teenagers because I was there once too, okay? I remember I got caught up with a bad crowd. You know, they took me and they were friendly to me, but I didn't know they were the bad crowd, okay? And I was taken to follow the bad crowd, okay? It's just a stage that they're in. Next, they lack discernment and understanding. They can't tell the difference between wise and unwise. The simple just doesn't know. I don't know. How many teenagers ever said, I don't know, IDK, right? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, right? They don't know, okay? That's fine, all right? Next characteristic, they're short-sighted. I'm not talking about your vision, okay? I'm long-sighted, by the way, so I'm all good. I can't read that. But short-sighted, they fail to see hidden danger or deeper meaning, okay? They inherit folly. They see danger. They don't see danger, okay? They don't realize that if they go out in the bush there, they're going to get eaten by, or they're going to get bitten by snakes, or they go out into the ocean and they're trying to feed a great white shark, right? That's a simple one, okay? They don't realize the danger in certain decisions that they make. This is a simple one, okay? They can only be corrected by words and example. A simple person, just in layman's term, is this: they are a blank sheet of paper. You can turn that paper around. What does it say? You checked. They are a blank sheet of paper. Now get this, whoever writes first gets to draw the picture. Whoever writes first on this blank page gets to draw the picture. And it's very careful, it's very important that we get there before these others that I'm going to talk about get there, because they will want to write on that blank sheet of paper and they want to draw the picture, okay? So simple person is like a blank sheet of paper. That's the simple person, some characteristics. We'll talk about him a little bit more in depth in another message. But I want to talk about now the two possible paths of the simple. In talking about this, I'm going to introduce the other characteristics in Proverbs, but I'm going to talk about them a little bit later, okay? So there are two paths of the simple, okay? The right path is, now the simple cannot remain simple, okay? They can't stay there. Though there are some that we're thinking about that they're still there, okay? They're 60 years old and they're still there. No, it's a transitional stage, okay? The simple cannot remain simple. He must move in one of two directions, okay? And we must, it's very important that he goes the right direction, okay? So the right path is, first of all, towards wisdom, okay? I've asked Brother Andy Barnu to come up here, please. And here's the epitome. Oh, sorry, Andrew Barnes, without an E. And I want you to hold this because here's the epitome of wisdom. Look at him. His aura oozes of wisdom. But he's going to represent wisdom or the wise, okay? So the next character I want to talk about is the wise people. I'll talk about it a little bit more, but now the simple has one destination that he can go, and that is to wisdom. That is to becoming a wise person. But he doesn't get there just by accident, by osmosis, okay? He needs a guide to bring him to wisdom, okay? And that is this next character that the book of Proverbs talks about is the prudent, okay? I'm going to use Brother Rod. I saw you looking away. Brother Rod, can you come up here, please? Yeah, get in the middle. That's a good idea. See, he's smarter than he looks. But I'm kidding. Love you, Danny. Now, the goal, one of the destinations that the simple person can go is to wisdom or to becoming wise. He can't get there by himself and he can't stay here. He needs somebody to bring him to wisdom, and that's where this guy comes along, the prudent, okay? So I'll have you, Brother Rod, to stand here right in the middle for now, and then I'll have you guys doing star jumps here in a minute. But the simple needs the prudent to take him to wisdom, okay? That is one of the destination. Now, there's another path that he can go to, another destination, and is the wrong path, and that is towards foolishness. Okay, and I'm going to have someone as the fool. He ran away, didn't he? Where is he? Brother Jabez, where are you? Oh, there he is. Yes. All right. He didn't run away. All right. Just use your imagination. All right. All right. There's another destination that the simple can go to, and that is to foolishness. The book of Proverbs talks about this, and so Brother Jabez, he's going to represent the fool, and again, I'll talk about him later on. Now, the simple doesn't get there by accident, but again, by the way. He gets drawn there, he gets guided there, and he gets guided there by this person called the scorner. Scorner, okay? And I won't talk about it right today, but another day, but I'm going to choose a... Who wants to be... Raise your hand if you want to... did you raise your hand? Tino, did you raise your hand? I saw you raise your hand. Come on up here, Tino. All right, he tried to dob someone in, and so Tino is the man now. He does look wise, but man, don't be fooled, okay? Fool, okay, get it? He's going to be the scorner. Okay, so we see here just a basic path, and the five characters in the book of Proverbs, we have the simple who is a blank page, doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what is what, he doesn't know what's right, he doesn't know what's wrong, he doesn't have the intellect to decide on his own, doesn't have discernment, doesn't know any of that, and he doesn't know that there's two ways that he can go. There are two destinations. There's wisdom and there's foolishness. And the way that the simple can go to foolishness is by this person, this character, the scorner. And the only way that he can get to wisdom is by a guide who is the prudent one that the book of Proverbs talks about. Okay? So that is the two possible paths of the simple. Folks, we have a lot of simple folks in our church. And I'm talking about teenagers, okay, mostly. But we do have those over an older age that really are perhaps misguided. Perhaps they don't have a guide. They don't know where to go. Maybe they don't know their Bible enough to be able to discern what is good doctrine, what is bad doctrine. Maybe they don't know the intellect. Maybe they don't know how to drive a car. Maybe they don't know how to change a light bulb, I can't even say it. Maybe they don't know these things because they're still a blank page. Nobody has written on them yet. Nobody has guided him to wisdom. And we've got to realize that there's a danger that this guy here could guide this simple one to foolishness. And that's not the way that we want this guy to go, okay? Very, very important, okay? And so the two destinations. There's critical decisions that the simple one has to make, okay? First of all, the simple, he's got to choose who to listen to. He's got to choose if he's going to listen to the prudent one or if he's going to listen to the scorner.
And depending who he listens to and depending on the one he follows, that's the destination he's going to go. And the simple one has a very, very important decision to make. The prudent, he beckons towards wisdom. Hey, simple one, come here, come to wisdom. I want you to go here. You don't realize this is the place to go. But then the scorner is pulling as well on the simple one, saying, hey, you're gonna love the ways of the world. You're gonna take a drink. It's gonna make you feel better. Hey, do this, do that, say this. It's going to make you feel good, okay? That's what he's going to try to do. And again, we'll talk about that later on. Now, he's got to choose who he's going to listen to. The decision shapes the ultimate destiny, wisdom or folly, okay? God's warning is to be careful to choose the right intermediary or it's a middle stage. He's in a very, very important stage. And what he does, and I talk to the young people, some, the teenagers and the young people, and I say this all the time, it's important. I spoke to them last week. I think I said it's very important, the decisions that you make today, because they're going to shape what your life will become later in the future. Very, very important. Thank you. Give these guys a hand. Now, the book of Proverbs and other books in the Bible talk a whole deal about this, the simple one, and how we should want to be a prudent guide, can guide the young ones to wisdom. I hope we don't try to be a scorner, okay? One who is constantly, hey, you'll enjoy this, okay? You'll like this, and pushing the simple one away from wisdom. I hope that's not our, I don't think that is. I don't think that's our desire in our young people. I hope everyone here tonight has that desire for that young, that simple person to reach wisdom. Every young person is faced with this choice. And early influences are very powerful. The first voice to write often sets the direction. You know, many times we turn them away, don't we? They have questions. They're going to have questions. I have one teenager, and I'm going to have another teenager here soon. Oh, help, pray for me, okay? But they have a lot of questions. And it's very important to be able to answer these and help them to understand, because if we fail to try to be this person, then they may listen to somebody else, okay? Very, very important. If we fail to be this, then they may go that way. To the young people here tonight, I'm pretty much done. To the young people, your companions and guides today, your friends, the people that you listen to, the things that you watch on TV, the things that you watch on the internet, all those things, your guides today will determine your destiny. And you've got to be careful who you allow to sway you or to direct you, because that's going to change your life. Very, very important, young people. How about prudent guides, okay? Those who've gone through life and they've seen and they've chosen the right direction, they've chosen things. Hey, let's decide tonight. Let's band together and say, you know what? I'm not going to let our young people be given to the devil. I'm not going to let them go to foolishness. I'm going to try my best. Whatever influence I have, maybe it's just saying hi to a teenager, saying hi to a young adult, being able to influence them in whatever way we can, and just decide, you know what? I want them to be able to reach the destination of wisdom, okay? And that's just an introduction of the cast of the book of Proverbs, and the next time I'll speak is on October 8 on a Wednesday night, okay? So I'll speak on the next thing, and I hope this has been a help. I'll pray, and then whoever comes up will come up. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, it's such a joy to serve you. It's such a responsibility as well, and help us to understand that. And I pray, Lord, that as Christians, as older Christians, mature Christians, that we would decide tonight, you know what, it is going to be work. It is going to take answering questions. It is going to take studying. It is going to take a lot of things, a lot of investment. But I pray, Lord, that as older, mature Christians, that we would decide that we would be a prudent guide that would help the simple ones in our church to be able to reach wisdom. And one day, they would be counted as a wise person. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us tonight to just make that decision tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you would help me, Lord, as I continue to study, Lord, this subject and be able to help us, Lord, to how to be a good, prudent guide and things to avoid, Lord, so that our simple ones do not go towards the way of foolishness. Thank you, Lord, for our church. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless us and help us, Lord, as we continue to serve you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.